You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
Happy New Year! You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Well, it's probably the end of the year still. It's probably not actually the New Year now.
Not yet.
It's in between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah,
So I hope you all had a nice Christmas, a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I got socks. Did you get socks?
I got socks. It's one of them things at Christmas, you just get socks.
So soon it's the mega in between Christmas and New Year. We've got a lot of big beers and it is a toasty special.
Toasty special. The toasties are brewing. I was trying to figure out which one we are starting with. Do you remember which one we're starting
with? I was going to start with the foreign one.
The foreign one. To get them out quicker.
just in case, because now we're out of the EU. They might start, like, deporting the beers.
Yeah.
You know, if war Nigel Farage the prick gets his way...
Yeah.
Then we'll have to deport the beers.
So you'll notice this if you go anywhere, because the label's upside down.
Oh, is it just they've...
No, it's on purpose.
Because some of the writing's the right way up, isn't it?
No, not... Like, just their logo. The rest of it's the wrong way up.
Right.
So it is red rum, red ale... Matured on rum barrel chips, and or it's murder. I can't tell if you meant to read that one forward to backwards. And it's by Two All. That's probably a terrible pronunciation because it's Danish.
Is it Danish?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was where it said it was from.
We did a tiny bit of research. I did a whole thing of the beers for the last shows that we've done.
Yeah.
With all the... I've never used them.
This is from the Tool Brewing or Tool Beer Twitter handle. It's a 375ml bottle and it is 10%.
And it's a sturdy bottle, I guess.
Oh, it's a very good bottle. You could sit on that.
You know, it's a sort of bottle that if you were going to smash somebody over the head with, it would work.
Exactly.
So... I'm getting a very sweet, sweet caramelly sort of smell. You can really smell that alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in a big beer you can't, in this big beer you can. So we'll see.
That is really good. There's a subtle smoke.
There's a sweetness to it. I wasn't getting smoked at all.
No. See, I got like a slightly smoky finish.
I'm getting big alcohol. I'm getting... It's definitely a sharer.
Yeah.
In that it's quite a big bottle. Between the sort of three of us tonight, there's probably enough to sip. It's a slow sipper.
Mm-hmm.
In that you're not going to drink this very quick at all. You're just going to sort of really slowly sort of sip it in the middle of the night. You know, I think...
In the middle of the night, you wake up in the middle of the night and go, what I want is a slow sipping beer.
So what I meant was like, you know when you've had a good party.
And it's winding down.
And it's winding down. All the people that you didn't want to invite have left. And it's just your core friends that have been there from the start and are still there at the end. And you just sit and talk an absolute rubbish, putting the world to rights. You know, being the best politician in the world, solving world hunger and everything, while drinking a beer.
Yeah.
I think this is the sort of beer you do that
to. Oh, definitely. There's not much more you could say. That describes it perfectly. You know, it's a good end of the night beer.
Like, slow sipper... Your stomach's waving all over the place because you've drank a skinful.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to have this toasty anemic.
Anemic.
So we're going to pair this with the traditional cheese toasty. Slightly anemic. It will probably be bastard hot.
That's because all toasties are bastard hot.
Yes. So always be careful with a toasty. Stuff like a jam toasty could get injury. Big injuries. You know, and over this festive period, we do not want you to go to A&E with jam-based
toasty
injuries. The staff would probably just have to laugh at you.
And you'd be filling up the A&E.
Well, they're full of the drugs at this time of the year.
And that's not very kind to the drunks.
No.
Because they need somewhere to go. This time, this is very hot and very hard to... You can try pulling it with the...
I'll just pull it apart with my hands.
With your hands, because it's bloody hot. And cheese is leaking everywhere.
So, yeah.
Shit, this
is... Anemic hot cheese toasty. At the end of the night, this is the sort of thing you'd be... After filled up of all the party food.
I did not know you had a toasty maker.
Oh.
I'm going to be round more.
£5 from Tesco's.
Well, that's all right.
Tonight you're going to get lots of toasties because it's the toasty special. Apart from we've got 4 beers and only 3 toasties.
Mmm. Doesn't count. One of them's not a real beer. It's metal.
We don't count it.
It's not a full beer.
So we'll get back to you after we've... For the next... Oh! Have we rated this? We haven't even rated this yet. We're just too busy scoffing toasties. Do you want a toasty? Pixie has realised that...
we're idiots.
We're idiots and eating anemic toasties that's no just sat on your laptop. That
because we just drink beer and eat...
Right, where we're putting this on the board?
There was a number.
There was a number?
That doesn't have a beer on a beer attached to it on the board.
Aha!
Mm-hmm.
See, I was thinking about 70.
I was thinking 74.
I was thinking about 70. What are you thinking, higher or lower? Are you thinking, Bob's? Are you think 74?
That's pretty good.
Right, we'll I put it 74 a good, to the
finisher.
But yeah. Then you have said that I have no taste in beer.
Yes.
We'll be back soon.
Yeah. Beer number 2.
Do we do this
one? No, we're going to do the other one.
The other one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was very, very decisive.
Got a plan, you know.
This is a 330ml bottle. It's 10.5%.
That's quite a dumpy bottle, isn't it?
It is. It's a really dumpy bottle.
It's a fat and dumpy bottle.
When I put one of these in your calendar, I was like, oh, they fit in. So I then assumed all the other fatter 500ml bottles fit in.
Yeah.
No, this is slightly smaller on the diameter. It's deceiving.
I think this is boring our listeners so much so that we should sort of say something exciting.
Possibly. Boobies.
It's not really going to excite somebody, does it?
It excites
it
me.
It doesn't excite me.
It is Brass Castle 3 Chimps.
It is a... Is it a barley wine?
It is... An American-style barley wine.
Woo! My vague beer knowledge. But today from Glug
for...
£4 something.
Cool. Our southern friend is going, but he has to deal with normal expensive beer because he lives down south. He's not like
so. Yeah, you have
where
to,
he can get pound.
Yeah, he has to buy
pound pints anymore.
He has to buy shite beer at that sort of price, as rather than
a mint beer
or a big beer. Because this, what percentage is this?
10.5%.
So it's a big beer again.
Our southern friend isn't keeping up because.
Why do you have to keep up? We don't.
It does have.
We
to
don't
keep
like
up.
Alcoholism, you know.
Functional alcoholism.
So smelling it, it's got a very similar smell to the last beer, in a lot of instances.
It's not poured with as much head.
No, that could have just been because you were pouring it very.
I poured it quite aggressively. Did you? And normally that gives it too much.
We're like. It's sort of a barley wine, isn't it? They're not normally quite flat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be talking rubbish there. I'm not an expert at this.
It's got, I want to say, caramelly flavours. Mm. It's a dark caramelly colour.
It's probably... It's very similar to the last beer in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
It's probably just not quite as nice.
I think the other beer had more going on.
Yeah.
You'd be drinking this in a similar situation. Possibly.
It's a lighter beer, I think. Slightly more.
Yeah, it's
but again,
it's lighter to drink.
That's more available, I think. Because I've actually seen this around quite a bit.
Where I think you'd probably have this after a meal.
Do you think?
Yeah. If you've had a big meal
and stuff like
and you're
that.
Enjoying yourself and the end of the night, whereas the previous one's probably
a nice
too
bit
much
of blue,
for a meal.
A bit blue and stuff like that, yeah. So, inappropriately, we are going to pair this with something different, but how's
the cooking going?
How's the cooking going? Slightly better. We'll put them back in and we'll rate it.
I was
going
to say there's a couple of burnt bits in there, so it's nearly done.
So,
the previous one was 74.
74. So should we put this to 70? 71?
I'd say 71.
71?
Because it's nearly in the same class.
Mm.
If we drank them in a different order, they might have been rated slightly differently.
Yeah.
They are very, very close.
Yeah, I'll go for 71 then. It doesn't mean we've got to print off another certificate.
Well, it's New Year.
Oh, yes, it's New Year.
So, you know.
It went to my eye!
It didn't go in my eye.
It's not New Year, it's that in betweeny.
No, it's New Year. It's the New Year show. It's New Year.
Yeah, it's New Year, but it's going to come out that wanky time between New Year.
Pretend it's New Year. Right, EastEnders, do you think they film their New Year show? Like the pot on New
Year. They're releasing New Year. We're not releasing this on New Year. We're releasing this midweek when we remember. So that means everybody had to put up with family for Christmas. Some people have liked it. Some people have hated it.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've just had to put up with my mum and dad, so that's not too bad.
Is that your family?
Well, what's the family I see at Christmas?
Oh, bollocks. Where did that go? Oh, I'm just throwing knives about.
Yes. I thought you'd have got like a decent knife, not the world's bluntest.
I thought the world's bluntest knives would go through a bit of bread.
Well, just toasties, that middle bit is solid.
What?
On a proper toasty maker.
I'm not posh enough to have a proper toasty maker.
Do you not have a toasty maker?
No, it got thrown out when we moved house.
They're like a fiver.
Well.
And they do something magic to the bread that only a toasty maker can do.
My first employer had a toasty maker, which I don't understand because they could never use it.
Right.
Like, we're not allowed to use it, it sets the fire alarms off.
So, what we have got is, this is a Nutella.
Nutella toasty.
A Nutella toasty.
This is probably going to be more bastard.
Does our guest want any, or can we just...
Elliot.
Oh, right, we have to half one of the... Oh, we'll give him a full one.
Yeah, and you. I'll let you half that.
I thought we were going to eat this sort of Lady and the Tramp style.
No, that's going to be really hot, so don't burn yourself.
So this is Nutella.
Is it real Nutella? It is real Nutella.
Yeah, it's not real Nutella. It is bastard hot.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like bread and Nutella.
Warmed. But can you get anything better? Apart from beer?
Yeah.
No, there's just something nice and comforting about bastard hot Nutella.
Yeah, but there's something nice and comforting about as many other things.
Anyway, we'll get back to it after we've eaten bastard hot Nutella.
We're on to beer number three. This is a Beavertown Times Caravan. So is that Beavertown and Caravan? Or is Beavertown Timesing with Caravan to be some other weird, strange, massive stuff? We don't know. Because many times, it's not multiplication. So it's not. Here we go. You're giving me that look. Shut up. This is called Espresso. It's an Imperial Espresso Stout. It is in a 330ml can and it's 9.5%. I'm still getting that look. If you're going to give me that look, you're getting no beer.
You said I couldn't move.
That's because you... seat was squeaking.
I've just moved. You've just lips. Moved.
Oh, didn't mean literally, you bell end.
Oh, so I can talk.
Yeah. Christ.
Just before going, he said, don't move, so I didn't move.
Because your seat's so squeaky. Oh, it's going all over the place.
Did you say the word caravan?
Yeah.
Caravan.
It says.
Stand up.
Beavertown Times Caravan.
Caravan of love. That wasn't sounded anything like the housemaster that did that.
Is that a song you listen to regularly?
No, it isn't.
It's very, very dark.
It's a fucking stout. What do you expect?
It's like friggin'
Oh, look at this. I'm really surprised.
You're pouring it.
That a dark beer's dark.
But it's so dark you could lay this.
He says it every time. He has an Imperial Stout.
Well, I'm always impressed.
Right, you smell that. That smells like a proper coffee.
Ooh.
Not espresso. Not like your crap...
Costa coffee.
Yeah, it has the word coffee in, yes.
Yeah, it's espresso stout.
Yes.
Specifically with.
With coffee. Yes.
Espresso specifically with coffee.
It says brewed specifically with the coffee. It's not, yes. Like not like they're putting in it from like bloody granules.
What? What? From down south, sophisticated south.
It's a surprise they didn't put Kenko in it.
Yeah. some Kenko Gold.
So we're going to make a beer.
Oh, it doesn't, you're taking the McAllen
it doesn't quite,
it's dark.
It doesn't quite taste very good. He isn't Tesco's cheap instant. But it does, it smells really good coffee.
It does.
You know, whatever coffee they've put in, I want some. Because I like a good coffee
it's
as well.
It's probably...
We're going to be up all night, like, wired.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. I like
it's
that.
Got a good coffee
flavor.
It's
got lots of coffee. I think the bitterness...
Why won't Starbucks serve this?
You know, there's a nice bitterness to it that sort of takes away from any Imperial Stout. You know, yeah. Sometimes an Imperial Stout has that, like, sweetness,
heavy sweetness
yeah. to it that's often I dislike it, and I think a good Imperial Stout is really good. But sometimes you have ones that have got that sweetness to it that then makes it really hard to drink. Where this, especially in the sort of quantities we're having, is a very nice drink. And yes, I think
it's very close to, if you didn't know it was a beer, and you were given that as a cold iced coffee style drink,
I would think that's a beer with coffee.
No,
you talk a lot of shit.
It's very close to just a cold coffee.
But no, I think that's,
which is well done because it's not got that beer punch.
But like, what percentage is that?
9.5%.
Yeah, so it's a big beer, and it tastes mainly of coffee in a really good way. When things are paired with stuff, I'm often very sceptical because there's often you have a pairing stuff like chili, coffee, chocolate, and sometimes they don't get it right.
Yeah,
and it's they've added it there just to sell the beer. I think. In a lot of honesties. We've got a nice smell of mint. Should we work out where we're putting this on the board?
I want to say 70.
I was going to say,
but I don't know if that's been good enough.
I was going to say about 73.
Because I think the previous beer was nicer than this.
No. I prefer that to that, but I think it is either on par or slightly below that. Would be my opinion.
That, and I was trying not to send out three
certificates.
So,
did we give the first
beer? We gave that 74.
Should we give
it
the same?
And the other one was 71.
Should we give this 74?
I don't know.
We currently on the board, we've only got one thing on that, so we can have two.
Because I drink that a lot easier than over this.
So 73? Shall we settle at 73?
Yeah.
We'll settle at 73.
Yeah,
right? 73, right, we will now have our last toasty. That's not coming out. There's been spillage.
There's been a lot of spillage.
What this is a after 8 toasty. But
it's still bubbling away.
It's bubbling away, and I think we need anything.
I'm not going to lift
so
that
what
up.
We're going to do is we're going to pause it, and we will be back in a moment, and we'll try it then.
Beer number 4.
Yeah, we'll have this beer number 4, won't we? Yeah.
No, we'll have this, talk about it, and then have beer number 4.
Right,
I don't want to ruin beer number 4.
Right, we'll pause this for a moment then anyway. Yeah. Right, we've now got our after 8 toasties that are still bastard hot.
We were informed by our southerner that Caravan is
a coffee company
potentially. He's not sure. It's either that or some brewery in Brazil.
But we don't think that after looking at things.
He's probably the worst researcher we've ever had.
So, apart from it looking like somebody's pooed in a
and it's still
pooed
hot.
On bread.
After it's not normally wet and just liquid and running out the side of bread. That's hot, isn't it?
It's very chewy.
Ah!
After it
took. Ah! That is hot! Don't do this! For the love of God!
After it toasted's a bad idea, we'll be back for the last beer shortly! And because it's almost New Year, or it's past New Year, depending on when you're listening to it.
It's our New Year special.
It's our New Year special. Basically, it's that wanky time between Christmas and New Year. Oh, I'm not allowed to swing on the seat. If you keep hearing things, it's because I've got a fancy seat that swings.
And it's really not very well.
Where Bob has to be on a...
normal
Dinner chair.
Yeah, dinner chair. Dining chair.
Dining chair.
The,
do you not have dinner chairs? Do you not dinner? Sit and have dinner with your chair?
Let's should we call it a tea chair?
So this isn't really a full beer. It's by BrewDog. It is 110 millilitres, and it's called Hop Shot.
And it's 22%.
22%.
Well, I think it was 100 IBUs, so it's going to be very hoppy.
We had to go specially to our local BrewDog bar
very
early in the afternoon to get this as they opened up.
Yes, and then, so I did a really little bottle. If you're into cute things, a few people have told us it looks cute. I'm not into this game of small things looking cute, but
I just think it's not a real beer. It's like a third of the size. But
remember, you're only pouring a little amount. Yes,
it is very.
I think it was about £8 a bottle.
Right, I'm just going to make sure I get this right because I don't want.
And I'd give our guest just a little bit because
he's not quite into
this. He could have more later. I'm not gonna. So it's pouring quite syrupy. So this is sort of done with the style of. Has he even got any left in there?
Yeah, I've got some.
Right. It's done in sort of the ice box style, but it's not a box, so it's an ice IPA where they freeze some of it off.
Yes, so it's an ice distilled quadruple IPA.
Yeah. So they made an IPA, obviously, and iced it with the alcohol to make it more of an IPA. Yeah. I don't know the exact.
So presumably it's like distilling and the alcohol is a thing.
So you smell it and it smells actually just sort of a classic IPA sort of smell.
It's
nearly
like
punk, really.
Yeah,
their flagship Dead Pony, something like that. They're sort of IPAs. There's not much fizz or anything going on, but I suppose that's the process.
That is really nice.
You're not getting the as much bitterness as I was expecting.
No, but it's very nasally. When you breathe out with it, you can
Yeah, it comes into the nose. it's not what you certainly, even that small bottle share between friends, I think, is probably the aim of that again. Yeah.
If you've got that bottle and it's just you, that's going to take you a night to get through. That's not a quick drinker.
You're probably going to have to be in a dark place drinking, and make that whiskey sort of mentality of with candles on, if you're drinking that all by yourself.
Yeah.
Thinking sort of thoughts of...
It doesn't mask that it's a big beer.
Well, of course it doesn't, because it's called Hop Shot. It's a quadruple IPA. It's 22%. What this is proper sort of shouting at you, saying, "Look, you're going to be a beer. You're going to have to be a certain type of beer wanker to like this." This is going on to the thing of there's going to be sort of masses of columns on The Guardian of people going, "Oh, these hipster wankers just like beers because they're popular."
There's inevitably going to be an article in The Sun saying that, this commercially available strong beer is going to ruin our country.
Yes. When you... All the sort of stuff. But yeah, it's a beer that's pushing the envelope of a style.
Yeah.
I do not think it is... Of everything IPA-ish, and I think there's sort of certainly a bit of a fad with IPA at the minute. It's like, everybody likes IPA, so we're going to do everything we can with it.
Yeah.
Or
just name our crap IPA, not naming anybody like Green King.
Yes. But they were calling that IPA before IPA was even fashionable.
Yeah.
And that's probably the problem. They were trying to...
I would say, if you've had... BrewDog's stronger beers, the Sink the Bismarck, the Tactical Nuclear Penguin. This is not them.
Yeah.
This is very much their hoppy beers.
I think this is a beer that's going to divide people.
Yeah.
This is going to break families apart. Some of them are going to be, I like this beer.
Hopshot will cause broken homes.
And other people are going to be, if you drink too much of it, it definitely is. There's going to be some arguments just out of it. I think other people are going to be like, I like that really sort of So yeah, approached with caution, I think, would be my review of it. Personally, I like it. I think of the other strong beers, like the Sitzing, the Bismarck, and technically the Penguin, I like this less because I think this is more like a beer, where the other ones have got a far more just spirity differentness about them, where I think, ooh, this is... So I think I prefer that, but that might be...
Penguin was quite easy to drink. Once, after the initial couple of sips, you could have easily got through.
But that could be me, because I think I might have sort of rose-tinted eyes with them now, because it's been a while since I've been in the shops. It's been a year since I've had any of them.
This is what you think beer, whereas the others do have that.
I think actually, to some BrewDog up, this is everything, because, you know, that's what they want to do with beer. Yeah. They want to go as far as they can with the different styles, and this is that. I'm loath to point it.
I am, because...
Because I don't think there's a place...
It's very subjective, I think.
Yes, I think putting it on the board, if we put it very high up on the board, to me, says that you should try this beer. And I think I'd have to know you to recommend it.
Yeah.
It's my opinion on this beer.
It's not an accessible beer. All the other beers we've had, and we've gone are good, is...
You know, I'll give
it. It might not be to your
public. If you give this to somebody, this to them would be one. But you give it to somebody else, it would be completely up there in the top beers that we do. That's sort of my opinion on it. So should we just sort of quietly say that if you like your hoppy beers, then really try it.
Yeah, because it is. It's a hard one to point. I don't think many people would put it down to the one.
No, I've been a bit like...
In the terms of beer, I think it would be very divisive. People are going to be, that is brilliant. And people are going to be, that is terrible.
I think our thing has an opinion, he seems to
why,
be...
Why don't you just put it in the middle of the ones you've done so far?
What do you reckon, sort of...
I don't think it's bad. It's a lot better than I thought it would be, because I don't usually like the strong ones.
Yeah.
It tastes of beer, but it is strong, and you can taste the strong. It's interesting. You should definitely recommend it.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely recommend it.
Put on the list as like something people should try.
So what sort of number would you place it?
It's above average, minimum. Yeah. I'll give it like low to mid 60s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think personally, if I was to actually be rating it, I'd be rating it sort of 76 and 77 because the style it is. But yeah, so what we're saying is it rates somewhere between 61
and 80.
It rates somewhere along them lines. Try it. It's something there. I think that's...
Yeah, you know...
That's where we'll put it.
They've done something good. Yeah. They're pushing the boundaries as... I mean, we found and commented that actually BrewDog have come out with very similar beers.
Yes, I think
this is not one.
I think that's one of the criticisms we've had a couple of times on the show is that
they've been playing it safe.
They've been playing it safe. We've been getting a bit bored with the BrewDogs, even the ones that stuff. You know, we think they're getting very samey, and then this is coming along, and it's patterns up. It's doing what BrewDog should do.
Interestingly, though, it's got a similar taste to their core products.
Yes.
Whereas Bismarck and Penguin are not. Yes. They are not the IPA, the lighter style of beers. Yes. This is.
I guess, and this is the perfect one for the show, is we've had a massive discussion on it for a long period of time. It's a beer nerd drink.
Yeah.
Where a few of you can get around and discuss it and maybe get into a bar fight about it.
Don't have a bar fight in a BrewDog, please.
No. Anyway, we will slowly sip this, and then we'll get you back for the sum up.
It's the sum up.
Yeah, we've had, I think, all really good beers this show.
Yeah,
really, really good beers. The top end of the board is now a lot fuller. We started off with, you give it to the reader,
because
we went for Foreign first before Nigel Farage puts it on the board.
It is two all red rum. It is the red ale matured in rum barrel chips.
That was very nice.
We had Brass Castle Three Chimps, which was a lovely American-style barley wine. We had Beavertown and Caravan Espresso Imperial Espresso Stout, which tasted
very nice.
Of a cup of coffee. And then we had Brewdog Hopshot Quadruple India Pale Ale. Now, the Red Rum won this week.
Yeah.
Very close.
I think we could argue all night of different ones, of the different ones winning and the different ones being nice. But ultimately, yeah, I think we have had some excellent beers. It's a testimony to what great beers are about now and how good beer is. And it's good.
Definitely.
If I was a primary school teacher, I'd tell them all to give themselves a pat on their back.
Pat on their back. If you're listening to this before New Year, go out, buy each one of these and have a good New Year.
Yeah, yeah. If
you're listening to it after New Year, just cry in misery that you didn't have these for New Year.
We've now got to go out. We've got to get one of them. I know we can definitely get one of them. We can possibly get one of them.
I don't think I've seen that one since I bought it.
And we've got I've got two more hop shots in the fridge.
One each.
What? Just leave everybody else out. That's exactly. There. Just be like, fuck yous. We might get lynched by certainly depending which friends are there could be quite a few of us lynched
potentially.
Anyway, we'll see you next year.
Yes, have a happy new year.
Well, you can listen to us next year. Oh yeah, we need to pull a thing at a different time. Oh,
that didn't really work.
That's the story
that's
of my
life.
That's
not even got a... What is wrong with these? Where did you get these from? That's not even got one on
the pound shop years ago. But anyway, happy Hanukkah.
New year. Hanukkah's been.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's where you get presents all year round. Right. Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob and edited by Phil.